Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Are amazing. It's Sam Crowley, your host of the number one motivational podcast on planet Earth. Yes, you're amazing. Let's talk about you, but more importantly, let's talk about why you do what you do. It's very, 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 very important to get this part straight. When you're going down the entrepreneurial journey, heck, when you even get out of bed in the morning, I want to share some very personal, very intimate thoughts and stories with you today on the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Don't worry, I'm not going to go all Dr. Phil on you and have you be my therapist. Well, I don't know. Might make for a good show. I'm the patient and you're the therapist. How about that? Hey, before we get into any further on this awesome podcast, make sure you go to iTunes, leave a 5-star review for the show. So everybody, yes, a 5-star review for the show. So everybody can find the greatest podcast on the planet. And you can also listen at everydayissaturday.com. Just click on the podcast button. And every single day, I bring fresh, never rehearsed. Those of you that know me, you know that to be true, right? Oh, this guy is just like a loose cannon. I know. Isn't it awesome? That's the brand, Loose Cannon. Yeah, I had a boss for so freaking long in my life. I was chained up. I couldn't share an original thought. I had to be had a big filter on me, and everything I said had to be sanitized and run it by 500 people on a board. Now, oh man, now I just get to grab the mic, hit the record button, and speak to you. That's freedom, baby. I mean, that's the everyday Saturday lifestyle. That's all I ever wanted. So, hey, that's what the show is. No script, no outline. It's life unrehearsed. And let me tell you, there ain't no better way, in my humble opinion, to go through life. Hey, I want to share some thoughts with you. And I was thinking about this morning. I'm about to go on another long run. I love running now. It's not going to last long because I get bored. I'll find another way to burn some calories. But I'm going on a run soon. Before I do that, though, I want to share this with you. You know, figure out real quick what it is you're going to do and just give it a shot, all right? And I don't mean give it a shot in a sense, well, if it works, no, I mean get going. Just get the basics like we talked about yesterday. Get the basics down and then get after it. But here's how I want you to approach it, though. Stir up a tremendous amount of emotion. You know, inside the word emotion is motion. And when you stir up that emotion and that passion, almost bring yourself to tears. And look, like I said, uh-oh. I think Sam Crowley's going off the deep end. This is the show, May 21st, 2014, Sam jumps the shark. And I think he's lost it, honey. I think Sam's lost it. Let's send him an email. No, I haven't lost it. I want to get a little bit more deeper, though, today, because the things that kept me going and still keep me going today is that just raw emotion. Like, I make up almost false, fake enemies in my life just so I can prove them wrong. Like, I'll prove you wrong, man. I'll show you. You know, because it used to happen to me so much. And when I first started out my entrepreneurial journey, there really were those individuals that were like, what? You're crazy. I mean, literally, no brand, no market, no nothing. You're crazy, dude. Go back to that job, you loser. So it was easy to get that I'll show you, I'll prove you wrong type of mentality. But as you get further down the road and you start having a little bit of success and the naysayers go away and the haters go away, you'll always have the haters. You'll always have people that just they gave up on their dream. They don't have one. So naturally, they're going to try to steal yours. But I'm talking about why I do what I do. When I got going with this brand many years ago, I used to get emotional. I used to think, damn, I got all the money. Now, I mean, I'm not a millionaire. I was making 100 grand plus in a corporate job, and I told you all the perks that came with it, the corner office, the stock option, the company car, health insurance. I mean, from a benefits package, It might have been near 130 grand a year. I don't know. And I was 37 years old. Keep in mind, about 20 college credits, most of them gym and health class. So for me to be where I was amazing. I mean, to give 15 years of my life to a corporation, they weren't all bad. But as you get older, you come to a crossroads and you think, okay, this is cool. I'm not begrudging anything. This is very cool. You know, my family's safe. They're secure. But I'm bored out of my mind. And I've given up. I mean, I've got these dreams, man, since I was a kid. I'm not going to. I mean, don't you have, you know, remember back when you had that playful mentality and I can't fail and, you know, you would do whatever within reason, legally and ethically. You'd have a lot of fun, you know, or maybe you haven't done any of that and maybe it's now's the time to get going. Either way, you know, when you get into your 30s and 40s and you start getting that itch, it's like, huh, I've lived half my life. I can't continue to do this. I mean, I'm not feeling pushed. I'm not feeling challenged. I'm not feeling like I'm going to leave a legacy. I got to go do something different. And for me, this is where it got really emotional. I want to tie this back to you and what gets you stirred up. Hit me up on Twitter, at Sam Crowley, after you hear this podcast, and let me know what it is that gets you riled up, that gets you mad, maybe gets you angry right now. What makes you angry if you haven't gone for your dream? You haven't tried to go after your passion and your purpose in life. For me, it was deeply emotional in the sense that, you know, when I grew up as a kid, and I shared this on the Mother's Day message. My mom, Catherine Crowley, died in 1997. And right after my 29th birthday, I was June 29th was my birthday. My mom died July 7th, okay, just a few days later, like a week later. And my mom and I had a unique relationship, okay? I knew she loved me, but you know what? I never, ever heard the words, "I love you." Ever, not one time from my mom. And my dad, forget that. I mean, he left when I was 3 months old. So for me, it was all about when I was going to go down this entrepreneurial journey, I was like, damn it, I'm going to stop this, you know, not hugging your kids, not telling your kids you love them. And again, I'm not throwing mom under the bus. Keep in mind, alcoholic mom, raised 8 kids by herself, did the best she could. But this was the emotion that was stirring inside of me. I was blessed enough after we tried and tried and tried to have children to finally have our first child, you know, Madeline, in 2001. And those of you that don't know the entire story, we lost a boy at 20 weeks, Matthew, who my wife delivered at 20 weeks and we had him baptized and had to give him away in the hospital room. And off he went. His little heart stopped beating after a few hours. It was horrible. I mean, it's just like, it sucked. That was April of 2000. Fortunately, you know, through the grace of God, and a few months later in July, August of that year, we found out we were expecting another child. And boy, you talk about tense moments. I mean, you just deliver a child at 20 weeks. He's buried in Gate of Heaven Cemetery here in Cincinnati. And after that whole ordeal is done, you get pregnant again, and now you got to go through it all again. The ultrasounds, is there a heartbeat? Where's the heartbeat? Can't find the heartbeat. Oh, there it is. And, you know, all the way through. And you know what's funny? Is our first child that was born and lived, Madeline, was born exactly on her due date, March 18th, 2001. And my wife, Angela, her water broke at 11 o'clock at night, March 17th. And it's funny because we were almost going to have a St. Patrick's Day baby. And we were throwing out, you know, Irish names like Shannon and things like that. Like, oh, wow, St. Patrick's Day. That adds a whole new twist to the baby. Maybe we should think about doing that. But Madeline came around 3 o'clock in the afternoon on March 18th. And it was perfect. You know, it's funny. There was zero complications as a result. And all of this worry and everything we did, that's experience. I mean, that's just life happening. It's natural to worry. But, you know, so when we finally had our child, I was like, damn, I'm going to be a dad. I'm really going to be a dad. I get the opportunity to be the individual that was never there in my life. And that's when all of this entrepreneurial and passion and purpose in my life and going after that, that's when it really kicked into high gear. It's like, somebody lit a fire under me then. I always had. I mean, don't get me wrong. I always thought about, for the past few years at least, someday I would leave my job. Someday I would go after my passion and my purpose in life. Someday I would realize freedom. And someday I would make a mark on the world. And it had nothing to do about being rich or being wealthy. See, if that's what drives you, that's really shallow. And I'm not passing judgment, although I guess I am. I'm just telling you, I'm giving you a heads up. If you're going after your dream, you're going after your passion and your purpose because of a a certain amount of money that you want to make, you'll make that money. There's no doubt, especially if you're a go-getter and you're somebody that has, you know, this ability to fight through and stay committed. You're going to make that money, whatever that number is. You put a number on it. You want to make $1 million or 100 grand a month or 10 grand a month or even $5,000 a month. When you visualize that and you put that, first of all, you got to write it down. Writing is the doing part of thinking. Anything you want to do, you ought to write it down and you ought to just have that goal. And if it's money, it's money. But here's the thing. Once you get to that level, you're only going to be disappointed. I promise you it's going to happen. It happened to me. It happened to other people. It happens to every single person. When money is the goal and you are just so focused, which is fine. You know, it's great because you're focused on that amount because of what? Because of what it's going to end up doing for you and for your family. But the one thing it's not going to do, it's not going to provide joyfulness for you. It's going to make you happy when you get there, but happy is temporary. We've talked about this even with Pastor Shane on the Spiritual Sunday podcast that we do every Sunday here. We talked about the difference between being happy. Look, you can go to you can have a great dinner, a fabulous dinner, and you're happy. And then you'll commit suicide that night. It's happened. Happiness is temporary. It's a temporary state you're in. Joyfulness, that's permanent. You know, that's something that is ongoing. Every day you wake up with a sense of gratitude, like, I can't believe I get to do what I get to do for a living. I look up at the clock. I can't believe I have to stop doing what it is. You know, that's what joyfulness is. And that's really where you got to get to. For me, never hearing the words, I love you, as a child growing up, I never really figured it would ever affect me. And it doesn't to this day. But man, I wish I had a relationship with two parents, both of which just loved me to death. And it was kind of like this, you know, fantasy Ozzie and Harriet type of childhood. And it just never ended up that way, you know. But in return, I have the ability and was blessed to have seven older brothers and sisters. Life was certainly fun, albeit I was the youngest. And my oldest brother was 17 years older than me. So, you know, there's a big gap there. Irish Catholic family growing up. And what drives me today is being able to provide my daughters, I love you, to them every day, every night before they go to bed, and something that was never there for me. And I feel that's going to have a long-lasting impact. Now, how does this result in business? Well, when I get up in the morning and I think about creating a podcast like this, I do it to inspire you. Are you telling your kids that you love them every night? As a child, were you told that every night? Is there even somebody out there, another family that you can impact when you're free, when you're finally free, if you don't have to go to a job or you don't have to do this thing you're doing every day? When you know, if you want to break through the chains that are binding you right now, and this is pretty deep, and Lord knows, I'm not a deep, deep person, but like anybody and like you, I get into introspective thoughts a lot, and I start thinking about the meaning of life. And for me, and this is the meaning of life according to Sam Crowley, is we need to leave a legacy, and we need to change right now something that's been going on in generations of our family. What's been going on in generations of your family? Maybe it is alcoholism. Maybe it's drug abuse. Maybe it's mental abuse. Maybe it's physical abuse. Maybe it's low self-esteem. Maybe it's something as simple as everybody in your family has always been an employee and you're the first entrepreneur in your family. Maybe it's going off on a mission trip or funding some sort of water filtration plant in a third world country to help other people. There's got to be something way deeper. You're going to stop or you're going to start. For me, it's stopping the cycle of, you know, single parent, divorce, never hearing the words, I love you. I want to wrap my kids up. God, when my kids graduate high school, I'm going to be an absolute flipping mess. Because I'm not going to want to, my whole passion, my whole purpose in life has been to be a father, just to replace what was gone in my life, you know? And that's what gets me going. That's what really drives me every single day. When I create a product, it's because I want to be a dad. When I go speak, it's because I want to generate income so I can be there for my kids, so I don't have to be a slave to a job. You know, just like you, I have to continue to create. I have to continue to monetize. You know, I'm not this independently wealthy 7-8-figure earner who's got all this hundreds and thousands of dollars a month coming in and I can just sit back and smell the flowers. Here's the difference, though. And first of all, anybody who paints that picture is either lying or, boy, they caught a great wave. Because most people, as you develop seven-figure businesses and eight-figure businesses, they still have to run. And careful what you wish for. I know many, many people who've built seven, eight, nine, ten-figure businesses, and all they've done is brought on bigger problems, you know? I know billionaires who are miserable. People who make I've met a gentleman who made $100 million a month and wanted advice from me, on how to have a better quality life. Like, what makes you just so happy, Sam? Like, oh my God, are you kidding me? You make $100 million a month. And this guy he's an inventor. And he's built systems, and he has sold these systems and these inventions that he's made to other, you know, companies and investors in Wall Street, billions of dollars. Wants to know from Sam Crowley. So let me tell you something. When you think you don't have it, you probably have a lot more than other individuals out there. Because when you're tying money to it, nobody wins. Nobody wins. You know why? Because we all go back to the same place. We all get buried in the ground. I posted an Instagram photo yesterday of where we all end up, rich and poor, 6 feet under, baby. So if that's where we're all going to end up, what is it that's going to drive you every day to get up and do this thing you want to do? It's not about money. It's not about how many zeros and commas and things like that you can put in a paycheck. It's something bigger than that. And for me, it's spelled D-A-D. That's it. It was always CEO. It was all I ever wanted. Those three letters meant the world to me. Now it's D-A-D. And you know what? I fail a hell of a lot more at this job of being a dad than I did as a CEO, or I wasn't a CEO. It's just being an executive in corporate. I wanted to be a CEO until I figured out what I had to do and the person I had to become to be there. You know, but failing allows me an opportunity. Here's the beauty of being a dad, being a parent, being a mother, father. The beauty of it is the next day you get a chance to get up and do it all over again better than the day before. And here's another thing. Sometimes there is that instant gratification with your children that you can see the immediate impact you had on their lives, whether it's good manners or being able to be well-dressed, or maybe they do a recital, or maybe it's the grade on the report card and you were there to help them with the homework. But a lot of the times it's that delayed gratification that we get through our ability how we impact a child's life or even somebody else's life. Maybe you're a business owner and you have employees. Don't look at, we're not keeping score every day here, guys. It's not the point. The whole thing about making every day Saturday is when you lay down at the end of the day, all right, are you a better person than you were when you woke up? Do you know a little bit more than you did when you woke up today? Did you get your 30 minutes of exercise in today? Did you feed, as we talked about yesterday, your mind, your body, and your soul? And forget about the money. Yeah, taking all the pressure off. There's so much pressure. You know what's funny? As I talk to my daughter, Madeline, every day I drive her to school, like I talk about. And all we're talking about is peer pressure and how do I look and how's my dress look and this look. And I feel like everybody's judging me. And I said, honey, get used to it. That never ends. Look at the pressure on Facebook and social media. Everybody's posting paychecks and how much they're making. And you're sitting there thinking, if you're not making that money, you're thinking, well, what the hell am I doing wrong? They're making all that money, and I'm working my tail off every single day. I don't have anything to show for it. Let me tell you something. Behind those big fancy checks and behind the people on the laptops on the beach, which, by the way, I'll say it today, I've never brought my laptop to the beach, so that photo means nothing to me. But behind all those smiling photos, I'm not saying people aren't happy out there, but if you can go in your backyard, just kind of hang out in a lawn chair or a hammock, on a nice sunny day with your healthy kids, maybe a glass of lemonade, maybe the dog there, or your family there, you're surrounding yourself with people that you love, you've made it. Okay? You've made it. And if you make $3,000 a month and your expenses are $2,000 a month, you're financially independent. You've got money coming in every month that's paying the bills. You're fine. Okay? Now, I'm not saying don't go try to make $1 million. And the point of this whole podcast today was not about going out. It's not to discourage you from going out and making as much money as you want to make. But when you make it about the money, you're not going to truly make it. When you make it about those relationships and finding your purpose and your passion in life and sitting back and saying, you know what? I have made a difference. You know, for me, the guy you're listening to right now, it's all about when I say I love you at night to my children, all I want to hear is, I love you, Daddy. That's it. I just want to hear that back. That's all that makes my entire day. That's it. That's all I want to hear. You can't put a price on that. You just can't. I'd rather hear that every day than hear a standing ovation from 2,000 people at a live event. That, to me, gets me jacked up. That's why I do what I do. So I wanted to share that message with you today. Don't put so much pressure on yourself to make all this money, to drive the nice car, to have the huge house. You're not taking any of that with you, all right? So get it out of your head, all right? And this is a counter, probably counter to what 99% of personal development gurus are going to teach you out there. But I'm here to tell you, man, I've been there. I've had what I perceive to be way more than I ever deserve. Way more. Awesome stuff. All I want is the reciprocal love from the people I care about. Why don't you go after that? And why don't you make that your life's purpose? And I'm telling you, it feels so much better. Are you with me? Awesome. Hey, it's been great sharing this message with you today. I will see you tomorrow on the next Everyday Saturday podcast. It's Sam Crowley. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.